Hello, and welcome to the Upland Hardwood Forest Trail Tour. This is part one of a two-part series. The area you are about to enter is considered an ecotone that separates the savanna-like upland pine community from the thick canopied upland hardwood community. In the past, this ecotone would have been a more gradual transition from an open canopy upland pine to a closed canopy hardwood forest. But as you can see, the environment abruptly shifts within only a few feet. Why is this? Well, this area has been influenced by decades of fire suppression and previous timber extractions. As you begin to walk, you will notice a mix of upland hardwood species such as laurel oak, pignut hickory, black cherry, and southern magnolia, as well as upland pine species such as southern red oak, pawpaw, and a few longleaf pines. This highlights how ecotones like this one tend to have unique soil composition, humidity, and other abiotic factors that support both upland pine and upland hardwood species. There are even some niche species that favor these specific abiotic factors, like the Florida milk vine, which is a state endangered species that Natal is proud to host. Normally, the area you are walking through should be a semi-closed canopy with different species of shrubs and grasses, instead of the towering thickets and damp coating of leaf litter around you. A few decades without fire has transformed this environment. Upland pine ecosystems naturally burn about every 3 years, with upland hardwood forests rarely ever burning. Normally, fires start in the drier and more flammable sandhill or upland pine communities and burn into the upland mixed hardwood before extinguishing in the moist litter of the more heavily shaded upland hardwood forest. This creates a gradient environment that relies on fire less than an upland pine on about a 5 to 10 year cycle, but this ecotone still requires it for healthy regeneration. This area was fire suppressed long before Natal was established, but fire may be reintroduced as a feature of restoration and enhancement in the near future. Until then, it serves as a stark example of the effects of fire suppression at Natal. In addition to overgrown thickets, the consequence of fire suppression has led to fire-sensitive hardwoods, such as laurel oak, sweet gum, and water oak, to invade and grow to fireproof tree size. If fire were to be reintroduced to this area, the moist litter produced by these invasive trees may prove to be too fire-resistant to burn properly. Mechanical removal of these trees may be necessary if this area were to be restored to a natural state. As you continue to walk, you may notice a thinning of upland pines and an increase in larger hardwood species. This represents the gradient nature of upland mixed hardwoods, as we begin to creep closer into the hardwood forest side of this ecotone. Please continue to part 2.